I just want to give God all the glory. You know, pray to him, you know, and he came through for me. But, you know, we were just able to connect on the fast plays, and that's pretty much all I can say.
Do you work on yards after the catch? Do you do drills for that, or is that something that people like that?
I believe I was always blessed with that ability.
Mm-hmm.
You really don't want to think about after the catch. When the ball is in the air, you really want to focus on catching the ball only, and then let the rest play its way out.
Mm-hmm.
Your connection with Derek Clark, seems like you guys are on the same page pretty quickly this season. 200-yard games in 3 games. Can you talk about what kind of ball he's throwing to you and how you two are linking up?
Derek is a great person and a really great player. He throws a really anticipated ball, so he keeps it away from the defensive back, which is really good for a quarterback. So before I'm out of my break, the ball is in the air. And just combined with the routes that I run, I believe I have some pretty good routes. It's just a great combination.
Where's your timing out there compared to like what it was at the start of the season? It looks like now you guys are really just locked in. Exaggerating? Or, you mentioned he's throwing on the brakes.
Well, the difference, I think, is we didn't have that many opportunities in the preseason, of course, because we didn't play the whole game.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, we both prepare as if we want to be great players.
Mm-hmm.
And I believe anytime you do that, you'll be successful.
Maury, you got a good look at Charles's interception there at the end. You know, what has he meant to this team, this defense, from a later leadership standpoint?
I was elated when he caught that pick. You know, the tension got really high, and Charles is always around the ball. He's a great player for us, and we really need him.
There were a couple third and longs today. You get especially pumped up for third and longs. Can you do that?
I don't get especially pumped up for third and longs. I don't want to be in that situation because of defense. Always plays extra DBs. They always play like two or three high sometimes. So I don't really look forward to third and long.
So what happened today that you were able to make the play?
Well, what type of longs are you talking about? Like six, seven?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, of course I'm pumped up for that. Yeah. I thought you meant like 10 or more. But, yeah, I'm pumped up for any third down, especially against teams like Cleveland who play like man-to-man.
Mm-hmm. What do you think was your best play?
I'm not really sure. I think
for a couple routes.
Probably I think it was the third catch that I had where I converted. I was able to catch the ball on a third down situation.
Mm-hmm.
I like that.
Yeah, one rough play with putting the ball on the ground relatively late in the game. What happened on that play? It looked like they punched it out.
Yeah, I just have to protect the ball. I have to keep it secure. You never want to ball on the turf in any situation, and especially not in the fourth quarter.